It's no big surprise that the gaming industry is keen to keep ahead of technical advances, but recently things have gone to a whole new level. Angelina, a remarkable games designer at only a year old, has already designed several arcade games. You guessed it, Angelina is a computer. That's right, artificial intelligence systems are now designing their own games. Might James Cameron's Terminator be a vision of what's to come? To find out the reality of artificial intelligence systems, we talk to Mike Cook, Angelina's creator.
The App Show on Star Radio.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for joining us today. So you are the creator of Angelina.
That's right, that's right.
So tell me more. How did Angelina come about?
Well, I started my PhD work at Imperial College just over a year ago now, and my supervisor and I were looking for interesting research projects. We're interested in a field called computational creativity, which is all about AI. But it's about getting AI to do things that, when humans do them, we call them creative. So we take things that we think are creative when humans do them, like making music or designing games, and we see if we can build AI that can do those things for themselves.
Okay, and so for those of you out there who might not know what AI is, that's artificial intelligence. And so how, I mean, surely creativity, a lot of people will say, is something that's inherent in humans. It's our thing, it's to do with the soul, not really thinking in the brain. It's not something that you can initially program and set. How do you respond to that?
It's very difficult because obviously these are very personal things. So some people in my group are working on art, and obviously that's even closer to the soul than something like video games might be. For us, it's partly about the challenge. It may be that it's not possible for AI to be creative, and what we might end up with are just some really interesting pieces of software that can help humans be more creative, even if they're not able to create on their own. But I think with video games in particular, it's not all about creativity, it's also about building interesting systems that people like to experiment with and play with.
So tell me a little bit more about Angelina. So she is, well, I'm saying she, I'm doing what you do. Angelina, it has been around for just over a year, is that right?
Yeah, just over a year.
And she's already created a number of arcade games.
Yeah.
And some gaming platforms, is that right?
Yeah, some platform games as well. They're very basic. You could sit down with, there are some game-making tools that are designed for kids to use. And I'm pretty sure that if you sat down with one of those for a weekend, you could make something much better than what Angelina's made. But the point is that she or it made these games with almost no input whatsoever from a human. Really, I gave her sort of some puzzle pieces, if you want, that said, so there was a puzzle piece that said, this game has a button that you can press to shoot bullets. And another puzzle piece that said, this game has an enemy that fires snowballs at you. And Angelina selected from a huge, huge number of these puzzle pieces and plugged them together in a way that she decided would make a game that was enjoyable, or that she thought was enjoyable. And then if it's wrong, I have to go back and change the way in which she does it.
And so Angelina isn't the first AI system to have built games, is that right? But what is it that's novel about her? What is it that she's managed to do that other AI systems haven't yet done?
Well, there's been lots of work in artificial intelligence trying to design different parts of games. So there's lots of systems that can design levels for games. We've got, there's been some games which can design rules, so every time you play the game, the rules are different. The big change with Angelina was that she was doing it all at once. So it wasn't just about just designing parts of games on their own. It was about having a go at the whole game design process all at once. Levels, rules, the design of the enemies, the behaviors, and things like that. And when you try and do all those things together, you find that there's actually, it's a much more complex problem. So when people develop games in the real world, there might be a level designer who just designs the levels. There might be a game designer who just thinks about the rules. And those two people have to work together. They have to share ideas. But Angelina was having to do all of this herself. So we had to think about what it means for people to share those kind of processes together. What does it mean when a level designer comes up with a great idea for a level and tries to share it with a guy who's designing the rules? What kind of creativity goes on there? And we tried to solve that problem using artificial intelligence.
And so are we starting to think that perhaps creativity is actually a form of problem solving rather than anything else?
There's lots of very interesting ways of looking at creativity. One way of looking at it is problem solving. Another way is looking at it is humans are very good at learning rules about the world. When we learn to, so for instance, if you want to be a writer, you need to read a lot of books. And one of the reasons is that as you're reading books, you're picking up patterns and you're learning rules for how books are written. And to me, creativity, part of what creativity is it's learning to break those rules up and make new ones that you've never seen before.
Adapting the rules.
Exactly. And that's not quite where Angelina is at the moment. We try and have quite strict ways of measuring creativity, if you want, in programs. And we're very strict and we're very critical of ourselves because we don't want to tell everyone that we've solved creativity when, in actual fact, these things aren't doing much at all. So Angelina's really taking her baby steps at the moment.
But she is only a year old.
Absolutely, absolutely. I certainly couldn't have designed a game when I was a year old, but then again, I was focusing on walking. So
where do you see your work going? Are you planning to stick with Angelina, or are you planning to adapt further AI systems?
I think I'll probably be working on Angelina in some form. Obviously, Angelina gets more complicated, and I build in new technologies in it as time goes on. But I think I'll be staying with Angelina for now. The next step will be moving into more complicated arcade games.
And so Angelina's working on arcade games. Do you see at some point in the future computers building gaming apps?
Definitely. So the great thing about a lot of gaming apps is that they're very fast and quick to pick up. There's a few rules, and those rules are quite interesting and fun to play with, but it's not too complicated. It doesn't take you an hour to learn, right? So one of the things I could definitely see Angelina doing is, at the moment, I definitely couldn't make an app by myself, but I could see myself coming home one day and saying to Angelina, make me a template game, a really basic app that no one's seen before with some unusual rules. And then I can play with that, and I can work with Angelina to design a game together. So Angelina could suggest a rule, and then I could change that rule or add another one that makes it a bit different. And the reason apps are great for that is because apps are quite tiny, and they're quite bite-sized in both how they're designed and how they're played. So Angelina fits perfectly on that for now, because she's working on that kind of arcade game level. Like you said, it's all very basic.
And so could you see something like Angelina coming out in the mass market to help people, facilitate them in making apps?
I'd really like something like this to happen. It might not be me. Someone might apply my research somewhere else.
Good luck with your future research. I'm going to keep my eyes open.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. The App Show on Star Radio. On to even more.